Hello, my name is Alex.
Hi, my name's Cody.
And today we're going to be answering some essential questions about our topics to answer a greater question of who or what is the most significant part of the civil rights movement? To what extent does the previously named part impact the civil rights movement?
And first, we're going to introduce our topics. So mine is the 16th Street bombing of the Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. And so on Sunday, September 15th, 1963, during a Sunday school service at 16th Street Baptist Church, four innocent girls had their lives taken from them due to a bomb. Also, 22 other people were injured caused from this explosion. Members of the KKK had planted about 15 sticks of dynamite behind the stairwell on the east side of the building with a set timer to explode.
Okay, so my topic is the Black Panthers, which is also known as the Black Panther Party, and it was a political organization founded in 1966 by Hugh Newton and Bobby Seale to challenge the police brutality against African-American communities. So these guys were dressed in black leather jackets or berets, and what they did was help citizens become self-defense, basically, for these police brutalities. And also what they wanted to do was protect the communities.
All right, so we're going to start with our first question is, how supportive was the government of the person or the event? So my answer to this is, on September 15th of 1963, Martin Luther King addressed the issue of the bombing killing four African-American girls by sending a letter to JFK. Listen to this. I will sincerely plead with my people to remain nonviolent in the face of this terrible provocation. However, I am convinced that unless some steps are taken by the federal government, my pleas shall fall on deaf ears and we shall see the worst racial holocaust this nation has ever seen. I got that from jfklibrary.org. MLK described this as one of the most vicious and tragic crimes ever perpetrated against humanity. He is right, because the four innocent girls were murdered for no apparent reason. Not just that, 22 other people were injured. A day after Martin Luther King sent his letter, a newspaper was released saying that JFK was outraged because of this bombing. He felt a lot of grief. I still wouldn't call that a response from the government. During the aftermath of the bombing, we finally had some form of response from Alabama. Alabama's governor, George Wallace, made attempts to track down the murderers. MLK told Wallace the girls' deaths were partly the governor's fault. He said, quote, "The blood of four little children is on your hands. Your irresponsible and misguided actions have created in Birmingham and Alabama the atmosphere that has induced continued violence and now murder." I got that quote from HuffPost.com.
I'm going to have to agree with that. I don't think at all that the government supported even with the Black Panther Party. The government saw them as a threat, and the FBI viewed them as an enemy of the U.S. government and sought to dismantle the party. To this end, its counterintelligence program used agent, provocateurs, sabotage, misinformation, and lethal force. The FBI's escalating campaign against the Black Panthers culminated in December 1969, so they wanted to tear them apart and dismantle everything, when all they wanted to do was protect their community from them.
Alright, so our second question is, did the lack of major conflict bring more supporters towards the movement? I say no, because it seems like the bombing fought the long-thought perception that black bodies are less valuable. It seems that this major tragedy opened eyes. Newspaper.com says that this bombing marked a turning point in the U.S., during the Civil Rights Movement, contributed to support for passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And the main purpose of this bombing was to stall any further meetings with civil rights leaders and most likely to kill some of them. Unfortunately, instead, they killed four little girls. Not saying that either one is better than the other, but four innocent souls that had nothing to do with this act were killed. And the ironic thing is that the KKK's intentions were to stall any civil rights progression, yet it did the exact opposite. This event propelled the movement forward. Strangers visited the grieving families of these murdered children. At the funeral for the three girls, one family preferred to have a private funeral. Martin Luther King spoke and said that life was as hard as crucible steel. There were over 8,000 people who attended this funeral, including members of both white and black races. So this event brought both races closer in a way. Following their deaths, JFK was assassinated. Both of these major events ensured the installment of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Once again, it was kind of ironic for the KKK to do these things in hope of stopping the advancement, and all for it to do the exact opposite.
My response to this question is that no, the lack of major conflict does not bring more supporters towards the movement, because as we see in the Black Panther Party, they started to rise as there was violence, brutality from the police to these black communities, which is why they started to rise and form at least over more than 2,000 people in their party.
Okay, so I agree with that. And so our third question is, were the actions of an individual leader greater than the acts themselves? Well, this influence would definitely be very different if MLK or JFK weren't in the picture. This event would probably just be looked over instead of having a great impact because of how it affected MLK long or enough to talk about it to the public. Also, if the president was grieving because of this, that means the public definitely grieved about this. The degree of the event is still very extreme, and even if these leaders weren't a part of it, I feel like it would still have been talked about as much, or should have been talked about as much as it was with JFK and MLK. MLK said it like, these girls would never be forgotten, which they weren't, obviously, now that we're all equal. But I feel like if MLK didn't give these speeches, that this event wouldn't have had as much impact as it did. Yeah, JFK did grieve over this, but I feel like Martin Luther King's influence would overtake JFK's. It sounds crazy that a civil rights leader would carry more influence than a U.S. president, but if you look at MLK's history of the Civil Rights Act and you look at JFK's history, MLK's influence includes pretty much every disaster leading up to the signing of the act, including boycotts, school desegregation, marches, protests, bombings, etc., to keep pushing on and to never give up. And JFK, basically all he did during the Civil Rights Act was approve all of these moves. So I feel like that if JFK approved all of this and MLK did all of it, that MLK would get more credit.
I believe that it's more of the act, so not so much of just one person. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I believe this is because, for example, the Black Panther Club, it was created to protect African American neighborhoods from police brutality and also to teach self-defense. And I don't think one person could have really done all that and influenced all these people. It was more of people coming together to form a greater party, basically, to help out these neighborhoods. Something else that they did was this little program that they ran for children. It was like the Children Breakfast Club. And what they did was have children come and have breakfast. And also they would teach them, like, education is something that you should want. And they would also do things like help out people that are in gangs. Not really help them out, but tell them what's the better way. Mm-hmm. They try to, like, move them away from all that. And, like, not be so violent, but it's kind of ironic because they're violent themselves, but they're violent for a good reason.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, so our second to last question is, in what way did minorities fight for civil rights and what could they gain from it? Well, this event influenced minorities to fight for civil rights, in my opinion. They fought after this by having constant riots through Birmingham. This resulted in the death of two African American boys.
First, I'd like to talk about some ways that minorities would fight for civil rights. Some of these ways are protesting, boycotting, some would use violence or nonviolence, and some would even go to court to trial a case if it was about a murder. And the way that the Black Panthers used for their way of fighting for civil rights was violence. But I like to look at this violence as a way of just self-defense. And something that they gained from it was the 10-point program, which is made up of two main ideas of what we want, in quotes, and what we believe. So this was made by the founders of the Black Panthers Party. And what they wanted to do in this 10-point program was basically state their ideas about everything so that people wouldn't come at them in a wrong manner, and also to make them seem justified. And in this document, it was created in 1966 by the two founders, and their political thoughts lay within the realm of Marxism and black nationalism. Each of the statements were put in place for all the Black Panther Party members to live by and actively practice every day.
All right, so in conclusion, to answer the compelling question, I think the most significant part of the civil rights movement was definitely MLK's heavy influence on several big events of the whole road to get to this movement being signed. Some examples of what events he influenced were the bus boycotts of 1955 and school desegregation of 1954, etc. And to give a quick rundown of what these events were, the bus boycotts of 1955 was African Americans who refused to ride city buses in Montgomery, Alabama, to protest segregated seating. This took place a little over a year from December 5th, 1955 to December 20th, 1956, and school desegregation of 1954 was basically the Supreme Court issued its landmark Brown versus Board of Education of Topeka ruling, racially segregated schools were declared unequal.
Alright, although I did make a pretty good impact on the civil rights movement, I'm gonna have to disagree with you
All
and
right.
say that the Black Panther Party most definitely had a greater impact on the civil rights movement because of their Children's Breakfast Club, and also because they spread out through to Chicago and all other kinds of places, which I believe is much more greater than it is in just one spot. And not only did it impact the civil rights movement at that time, but most people look back at that time and see the Black Panthers Club and try to learn from it. So it's kind of like a foundation for other kinds of things that people want to fight for, which is right.
All right, I can see that. All right, well, that's all for today. Goodbye.